Congratulations! 25 years of the best gathering of this beautiful family of ours that comes from all over the world. You are hosting a reunion that we would have missed for anything in all possible. Definitely would miss any so much in that they won't bring me here. But I thank you all for putting it on. The work must be incredible. I can't even begin to imagine what kind of work it would take to do such an event. But thank you again. Anyhow, 25 years later, what have we been doing this 25 years? We have been changing laws all over the country.
Yes.
I have been receiving this tin filled with 300 joints. That's my allotment for 1 month. It comes from the University of Mississippi. It is Mexican grown by your tax dollars.
Mohawk it too.
So, anyway, it's the only thing they'll let you start with. And then they will do crazy things like 37 years in maintaining my sight, put to the point that I was able to go to Europe and on my own. Everything else, but then they sent me some ham, which I love wearing, but it didn't do anything for my glaucoma, so the work of 37 years went down the drain along with some of my optic nerve. Not a happy camper, but we are going to change all that, where we don't have to count on anyone else's growing our pot. We can do our own. If nothing else, we can learn from Mulu Wai. That's the way it is there now. Yeah, so we are going to be voting on different laws all over this place, and I hope they all say, we are done with your prohibition. Judge Francis L. Young in 1988, the ex-head of DEA, told them that they had to change the laws because it was unreasonable, arbitrary, and capricious to keep medicine from people who were suffering without it, especially when this is the most benign substance known to humanity. This was told to you by Francis L. Young, and the DEA comes back 28 years later telling us the same story that no one believes anymore, that the whole country is trying to change. And they have no respect for us or our vote or anything. They've been given the power to abuse us, to take our stuff away and anything else. And we need to end that nightmare. We need to demand an apology from our legislators and a reversal of this laws from our president right now before he leaves office. Please get on it. We gotta do it. Let that true spirit of love always be your guiding light. And remember that the truth will set you free always. Enjoy! Oh, I think it's time for me to quit talking and start. But I will say I'm saying it's a beautiful mall, I call it.
It's real crappy.
It's real ham. Well, maybe one little step ahead. Now that I'm sitting here, I thought.
Healthy Musica.